Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Check this out.
We're back with more of the Bet Rivers Sportsbook pregame show. Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Olin Krutz catching up with former Bears players and staff each week to see where are they now.
We the world that makes play.
Beasley in motion. And Garcia's pass is bobbled by Owens. Intercepted by Mike Brown. Mike Brown into the end zone. Wins it in over.
Mike Brown will never have to buy a drink in Chicago ever.
Couch out of the shotgun. Throws. That's batted into the air. Intercepted, and the Bears are going to win it. Mike Brown has done it again.
That had never happened before in history. It's not happened since.
I don't have the skill set most DBs have. I'm not as fast as guys. I'm short, and I'm not as heavy, but I played with a lot of heart.
Where are they now?
Why'd you start saying that?
Letting the playmakers know that we are the ones that gotta make them, because the people that are doing the dirty work need us to make those plays. So we's the ones that make the plays.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score.
We the ones that make
plays. I see.
Oh, man.
Well, there you go. You can tell that Olin and Patrick are ready. It is Where Are They Now time. The only inaccuracy in that entire opening bump is that the only time since 2001 that Mike Brown has had to buy a drink in Chicago is when he's drinking with Olin Krutz and Patrick Manley. So it is our pleasure. I got to set you guys
that
up.
Hurts,
and
that
yeah,
hurts,
you can come and get me.
Hey, can I speak first?
Yeah, go ahead, Mike B.
All right, first of all, thank you for having me. This is great. Olin, Patrick, I think you guys know how I feel about you. I think, Hub, you are right, too. So anything I say, it's just it's my thoughts. It's my opinions. Doesn't mean it's right or wrong. And just know this. I use my head for a weapon. And it's 72 degrees is going to be the high out here where I live. So, hello.
Oh, Mike, man, it's good to hear from you, man. I know we could catch up and tell stories, but I love talking football with you. And I know the listeners want to hear some of your thoughts and some histories. All right. So, today the Bears are starting a young corner and a young nickel with some experience back there as well at safety and corner. Can you kind of describe or tell me what's the most important thing for this defensive backfield today going against the Minnesota Vikings? Communication, simplifying it. What would you expect them to do, or what would you want to see them do?
Wow, that's a great question. Defense is complicated. Just play. That's right, just play. I think what it is that you got a young dude, so dudes learning how to play with each other. Mm-hmm. That's it. It's like life, man. Like, if you can't communicate with people, you're going to be stuck. So that's the simple way I can explain it.
Can you, that, can you, Can you run through like what the communication's like? Take us from the huddle, like from, you know, from the huddle. You're the safety, right? You're the captain of that defensive backfield. What's the communication right. like from the huddle to pre-snap?
Man, well, for me, so I'm yep. always going to talk about like it's all. So the first thing I need to know is who is in the game. So it's always personnel. Who's in the game? Who do we have to defend? Like when we played Minnesota, we had to defend Randy Moss. We had to do that. So that's the thing. You got to know who's in the game, right? And that's something you have to – that's studying, that's thinking about the game, all that. So that's the first thing I did, and it's down and distant, right? But then when you have those dudes that are with you that understand that, it makes the game so much easier.
thanks for coming on with us. Man, the ultimate football player. I think Pat Manley will agree.
Yes.
You guys can feel the energy he just brings to the radio show. So when Mike B used to walk in the locker room, you knew you had to be ready for anything. He was going to talk trash to all of us, which was absolutely irritating on offense. Quick story, yeah. he texted me right before camp, Pat, and he was like, hey, just reminds me that we used to do two-minute drill and we used to kick your guys' beep. And he was right, but I didn't appreciate that text. because he was right. But, you know, when you have all the Hall of Famers and all the best coaches, it makes it right. easy. That's my excuse for that topic.
Right.
Hey, Mike B, when you're coming out and they say, we got to stop the run, like today they got to stop Dalvin Cook. Right?
They have to stop it.
But but Jaylon Johnson is out. You got young cornerbacks. What kind of stress does that put on the safeties, Tayshaun Gibson and Eddie Jackson, where they know they have to stop the run but give a little help? Or do you just have to say at some point, look, man, that guy over there, he has to do his job?
Yeah, it's do your job, but you have to know, like, you have to know your people. You have to know your personnel. You have to understand. I got coached. I had a lot of good coaches, man. I had defensive backs coaches tell me you got to know who you're playing with, man. I'm telling you, you just got to know who you're playing with. What can they do? Like, what are their strengths? What are their weaknesses? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So not only are you thinking about the other squad, you're thinking about your squad too. So you have to – it's just like great players, they have talent. But the best ones, they have the mind too. So – I mean, it's that simple. I keep it simple, stupid, man. Like I don't know how to explain it.
It sounds like what you're saying though is that trust your instincts first, and then trust your coaching, and assume that you know whatever you've worked on all week is going to come out naturally as long as you stay with your instincts.
Yeah, I agree. That's how I played, huh? That's how I played, though. People, I mean, every football player is different. Every person is different, so. It takes everyone. So I think it's more like a village mentality. Like I think like the best thing I like when you're on a good team, it's because everyone is like they're together. They're loving each other, and they really want to do it. There's the really good teams I've ever been on. There's no selfishness. It's all about us. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, and it sounds a little bit like the Bears are doing that, you know, coming off that loss from the Lions and coming out and playing away against the Texans. It seems like they've got a pretty good locker room, and they are together. But, Mike, I got to go back to another football question. This is one I texted you, I think it was a couple weeks. It might have been before the Minnesota game before. Is as a defense, and you're playing one of these wide zone run offenses,
yeah.
How do you play against that? What are the most important things to the defense not to get gashed, not to get hit, and just
right.
to kind of contain Dalvin Cook?
To me, that zone scheme, it's always the backside players, the dudes that are on the backside. You know what I'm saying? So, like, mm-hmm. a running back, like, they go one way. But, you know, I mean, Cook is – he's a really good running back. So, it's all to me, it's always the backside players. And what I mean about that is, like, when they do this run, it starts one way. But, you know, the running back can really choose where he wants to go. So for a defense to stop that, everyone has to be disciplined and like, hey, you set the edge, you be here. And if you can do that, you can handle that. But, hey, professionals. So sometimes it happens, you know, the people are good out there, man. So I, like, my thought process was always like the backside, especially in the zone scheme, the backside people have to be legit. You can't, like, you have to be legit. You can't, yeah, because it can get boring. It can get boring. So you just have to just be legit on the backside.
When I got my turn to talk to you again, I came on just trying to have fun. And I was going to say, relative to where we were before the world came to an end, everybody knows that if you were ever in a bar or a restaurant with Pat and Olin, you never saw the check. So it's,
I like it the other way, Hub. I like the story the other way.
Well, no, I just
Pat does have
that,
alligator arms, though. I mean, we're talking about, let's clear my name, but let's be honest, Pat does have alligator arms.
I can't reach my back pocket. I can't reach it.
Hey, I was like the only, like I was a DB hanging out with the offensive lineman.
That's
I
true.
Used to go out to dinner with him every night, like Thursday night. It was on.
I just wanted to get everybody riled up before we started was all it was. But,
oh, yeah. No, it's
this
Sunday,
is all
like,
your fault, Hub, like, man.
You know, Mike, you talked about just your teammates, and that's really what it's all about. We always knew it was that way with you guys, and we hear a ton of that from these Chicago Bears. Every week with the media conference, the press conference, it all starts about how tight this group is and how bad we want to win for each other. How do you tell from the outside looking in? I mean, I know you felt that in your locker room, but you know, when you saw other teams or maybe other teams in that Bears group that you played with, you know, for the first part of the aughts, I guess we called it. How do you tell, you know, when that's real and when that's really having an impact with some NFL teams?
Man, I guess that's why so many people get paid to talk about the game. You have so many, it's always on, right? ESPN, you guys, no one knows. it's the beauty of the game. I think it's the beauty of sports is that it's like no one knows. It's you have to believe in it, and that's the only way it happens. I mean, there's smart people, and there's going to be strong people, and there's going to be all this stuff. But, like, I really wish I had answers, but I don't. I really don't. I just love sports. I just think it's the truest thing that I know that can bring people together is sports. So I'm down with it.
Hey, Mike, I got one more question for you. You're getting a bunch of love on the text line here, man. So obviously the Bears fans are great memories. But my question for you is, and I think Olin and I did it, we would always maybe study other players while we played to see if you could be better than them or learn from them. What tape would you put on? Who would you put on to watch?
Oh, like to me, like, and that's the thing. Like, I learned from, it was Blaine Bishop for me, bro. Okay. I don't even know if y'all even know who Blaine Bishop is.
Sure do.
Sure.
And then
Titans, right?
Yeah, Blaine Bishop. And then, Dawkins, bro. Like, Dawkins, man. Like, let's go.
that Eagles defense, man, the early 2000s. Yeah,
so we were young. I was young. So I was like, that's Donovan McNabb. I was like, man, that team gave us the business.
A lot of people don't talk about Jim Johnson's units, and they talk about Andy Reid's and Donovan McNabb's offense. But I think the defense in the Eagles in the early 2000s was actually ranked higher than their offense was ranked. They were, I know, because they completely shut us down in the playoffs. So I would know pretty well.
Yeah, that team, they were legit, bro. They were locked in. They were locked in. It was going to be a rough go for y'all.
It's like playing against you guys.
I was wondering if you watched Eddie Jackson this year. What you think about the way he's playing? And I heard you talk about coaching earlier, and it hit me that, you know, Ed Donatell, now, you know, one of the better defensive back coaches in the whole NFL, is now in Denver. A lot of people say Eddie's taking a step back. You know, obviously an offensive lineman, I couldn't really recognize that one way or the other. I know I haven't seen him make a lot of the plays that we're used to him making his first couple years. What have you seen from him lately?
He's still the same player. But I think doing too much thinking, bro. Doing too much thinking. Like, that's all it is. He got paid, and so you're thinking, I got to do everything. I've had I remember, I think it was my fourth year, and then the last year I had, I was just thinking too much, just like my mind, like just trying to do too much, trying to prove something and all that. So he just needs to calm down. That's all it is. But he's the same player. Like, he's great. Like, he's legit. Like, so I think that's what it is.
Well, Mike, we're going to have to let you go, buddy. We've got to move on to other segments, but it is always so great to have you here. Before we do let you go, though, you know, Patrick mentioned a lot of love for you on the text line here, and one text that caught my eye. So, okay, who's going to ask the question, when is Mike Brown going to be an NFL or college head coach?
Man, it's going to be probably when my kids are out of my house.
There you go. So it's coming, right?
It's close. Like, my daughter's getting ready to leave. She can't wait to leave. My son, he still wants to, you know, he needs a little more love. But my daughter can't wait to leave. And she's a sophomore in high school. So,
wow. So
it's close. Yep.
All right. Well, Mike, when you start filling out that resume, make sure that you let us know so that we can give you those references, man. I can't imagine anybody who would be better for any situation. We thank you so much for taking time out with us today. We're all thinking about you and hoping that the holiday season going forward, everything's going to be great for you guys.
God bless, people.
I love you, Mike.
See you, partner.
Yep.
All right, guys, that is Chicago Bears Pro Bowl safety Mike Brown on Where Are They Now? We are going to take a very quick commercial break here. And when we get back, it'll be Grody on the Field right here at the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app pregame show.
Olin Krutz, to me, like, he was the leader of the team. So his intensity carried through the team.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.